it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Julia Roberts, say it isn't true.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. Why did it take 5 years for officials to discover that two Wyandotte County District Court bookkeepers had allegedly and illegally pocketed almost $1 million in public funds? Well, a federal indictment against defendants Julia Roberts of Kansas City, Kansas, and Vicki Robinson of Bonner Springs say they made concerted efforts to cover their tracks. The federal government has accused the two former government employees of conducting a criminal, widely profitable wire fraud scheme and committing identity theft by allegedly writing and then depositing forged checks into the Bank of Labor, a Kansas City area bank with ties to labor unions that was founded by the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers.
I've read this story three times. I'm going to jump in here real quick. And then if you're a white collar criminal, will you please call us? Because I do not understand how something like this works, number one. And then how they are alleged to have embezzled $1 million and no one in Wyandotte County is missing that $1 million. These were checks written to the court. So, Scott, follow me here. You get in trouble. You get caught with a small amount of drugs. You go to court.
Why don't you just make it simple, make it a DUI?
You go to court and the judge says, all right, we're going to let you go. You're going to be on probation for a year. We are going to fine you $500. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes in huge cases, we're going to fine you $10,000. Those fines in Wyandotte County at the time were written to this office where these two women worked. Okay. So Scott Parks, you are fine. Let's make it $10,000. Let's make it even.
You write it to the unified government.
You write it to the unified government. Somehow these women then took those checks, it is alleged, took your $10,000 check, went over to this Bank of Labor and deposited it into an account for them.
Using stolen identity or fake identities. Yes.
Whatever. I don't know how they did it. But my question always is, when the $10,000 that you wrote, that check clears and it goes into your account over here, Julia Roberts, where are the people over at Wyandotte County that is now missing $10,000? How does the right hand not know what the left hand is doing?
Because when you're the right hand and the left hand, you can pull this off.
They basically said, turn the
bird feeder off.
I like it. I've got new bird friends visiting. They basically said they were cooking the books to make it look like your $10,000 did go to Wyandotte County when in fact it did not. So if you looked at like a ledger, it would say, okay, on Friday, this ledger shows that Scott Parks put $10,000 in here, right, even though really you didn't. It went over here to this other bank. How does that go on to the tune of almost $1 million over 4 years and no one notices all of the money that I said went into this account? Well, there's no money in this account. In the real county account.
But again, back to my original point, if you are the right hand and the left hand, you can cook those books.
Yeah.
There's a reason there are two people involved, not one.
When you're the checks and the balances.
Mm-hmm. The amounts ranged from $189 to $10,000, none of which were ever deposited into the clerk of the court's Bank of Labor account. So the real clerk of the court's Bank of Labor account, I'm not saying the balance was zero, but your 10 grand that was supposed to go in there, Scott, theoretically, never made it in there.
No, it made it into whatever fake name, allegedly, Julia Roberts and Vicki Robinson wanted to create for themselves.
So you might be wondering, how did this all come about after 4 years? Well, I'll tell you, it was very simple. the entire county decided we're going to overhaul the way that we do these payments. And instead of giving them to this office that then turns around and deposits it to this bank, we're going to streamline it. And it's all just going to go to the county in one fell swoop. We're just going to do one thing instead of two things. And when they went to the new system, almost immediately they discovered, quote, questionable activity involving court funds. Hmm. Well, yeah, they discovered it because they looked in the account and there probably wasn't anything in there.
Yeah.
And with a name like Julia Roberts, you're absolutely trustworthy.
Okay. She was America's sweetheart.
Allegedly.
Dana, well, the America's in that sweetheart movie, part, she played a hooker.
People would submit payments to the district court that the clerk's office would then collect and deposit. But after the changeover to a new statewide case management system, the government moved the Kansas court payments from the district courts to a different payment center run by the Office of Judicial Administration. Okay, now it's in another office. Like, how do you prevent this?
And do you think for a second that this changeover wasn't made without somebody wondering, wait a minute, we're missing a lot of money. Where is the money?
Well, they had been doing this allegedly for 4 years.
Correct.
And one of them had only worked there since 2020. Like, look at it this way. She hit the door running, if you know what I mean.
Well, ooh. I want to ask a question, but I don't want to accuse further.
She worked in the office.
Go ahead.
Since 2020, according to the county. And they are accused of embezzling 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math. She barely had her access badge when this is alleged to have started.
Sam, go ahead.
I don't want to sound like I'm accusing them of something greater because I don't know. I'm just wondering.
We're all spitballing here.
Is there a chance that they only figured out the last 4 years? How long was the other woman employed there? Is there a chance that the left hand and the right hand were in cahoots before, and then the right hand, we got a new right hand, and the left hand said, hey.
We don't know.
Here's what I do know, Sam. The FBI investigated this.
So they would have found that out.
They would know what the left hand was, what the right hand was, what the thumbs and the fingers are doing, and your feet.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
How much of your interest in this story is the fact that these two women allegedly embezzled almost $1 million in taxpayer money from Wyandotte County?
Yeah.
And how much of it is because her name is Julia Roberts?
Well, I found it curious when I read her name. All rise. Is Julia Roberts here? Yes, Your Honor.
She needs an attorney named Aaron.
Brockovich, get out. The funds were not just fines, by the way.
I can't with the two of you anymore.
The funds were bonds, court costs, ticket payments. So you get a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Parking
or
ticket.
Or DUI.
Marriage licenses.
The biggest question is, what was going on in the auditing department?
I don't think there is one, Sam.
Federal law requires government entities to audit themselves every single year.
Well, was Julia Roberts also in the auditing department?
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.